All right, we'll call the meeting of the zoning board of appeals to order. Will the secretary please call the roll?
Mr. Smetana.
Here.
Ms. Schubkegel.
Not here.
Ms. O'Brien.
Here.
Mr. Lucchese.
Here.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Here.
Mr. Bernie.
Here.
Chairman Martin.
Here.
We have six.
All right, so we have a quorum. The first thing on the agenda this evening is the approval of the minutes from our meeting on July 11th. Has everybody had an opportunity to review these? Somebody want to make a motion about these meeting minutes?
I'll make a motion.
All right, so your second?
Second.
So move the second and then we approve the minutes from our meeting on July 11th. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
We're calling the roll of people who were in attendance on that day.
Yes.
Mr. Smetana.
Approved.
Ms. O'Brien.
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Yes.
Chairman Martin.
Yes. The next thing on the agenda is we have our findings of facts from that same meeting on July 11th. Mr. Raddatz has sent these to us last week and he made a couple of corrections today. So has everyone had an opportunity to review these? Or somebody want to make a motion to approve the findings of fact from the July 11th meeting?
I'll make a motion.
All right, is there a second? All right, I'll second the motion. Any discussion? We call the roll, please.
Mr. Smetana.
Yes.
Ms. O'Brien.
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Yes.
Chairman Martin.
Yes. All right, the next thing on the agenda is our consideration of the variation request for a fence variation at the property at 842 Harlem. So we'd ask that everyone who's going to address the board tonight, you need to sign in. And if everyone who signed in, if you would stand and get sworn in by the secretary, please.
To those who will testify at the public hearing, you are reminded that the River Forest Village Code makes it unlawful for any person to knowingly make a false statement of material fact to the village in connection with any application, report, affidavit, oath, certification, or attestation. Violations are punishable as a petty offense with a fine. Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will give true testimony relative to the matter before this Zoning Board of Appeals?
If you would stand at the podium for us, identify yourself, and present your application, that would be great.
Yes. Hi, everyone. My name is Richard Tavares from 842 North Harlem. Thank you all for being here this evening. So as you've seen, I've put together a response effectively to the various standards by which the fence variation request is being compared. And what I think you'll notice is that being on Harlem is somewhat different than most of the homes within River Forest, given the fact that we're on Harlem, which is an Illinois state road. There's a significantly a lot more foot traffic, a lot of vehicular traffic, which poses somewhat of a safety concern if we're, for example, playing in front of our house with I have a two and a half year old son, and hopefully having another son or child, I should say. But you know, we love living in our house, and we'd like to make an investment in it, partially to make it safer and more usable for us, but also to hopefully beautify it. As you can see in the design, we've tried to propose a design which does not offer complete privacy. It's approximately 80% coverage, but it's not complete isolation. It also doesn't span the full width of our lot. So it literally only covers one side of our driveway to the end of our neighbor's lot. So our driveway is completely open. So it leaves this sort of still connection both to our neighbors as well as to the street level. Another thing that I would highlight is I've included a few figures in the back which represent the current state of effectively all the homes, of single family homes around Harlem. And as you'll notice, they're significantly different, and I think by design, than most homes in River Forest. A lot of them share the common thread that they have significant plantings up front. And I think that this reflects the need for greater privacy by being on Harlem. And really what the proposed design is trying to do is to make it a little bit more aesthetically pleasing while using, while upholding the spirit of the existing code, namely by using much more durable materials, higher quality. And I know that I couldn't include this as part of the application, but just for reference, I wanted to provide a few samples of the kind of materials that we're thinking of using. This, it may not be exactly this, but this is an example of the composite material that we're thinking about. It's effectively like a wood grain style material, which effectively requires no maintenance. It doesn't degrade in color over time. I don't think I have enough for everyone, but
it's okay.
And I think it'll last as long as a steel fence. It'll be equally aesthetically pleasing, if not more. It'll provide a nice sort of perspective on the village as sort of one of the main gateways to the village. And we hope that you will, you know, take our specific circumstances under consideration.
Any questions for Mr. Tavares?
How tall is it going to be?
So it'll be slightly under 6 feet tall.
And then when we look at the plan of survey, looks like you have orange and pink. Is the pink the proposed fence?
Correct.
Okay.
The orange is just highlighting what the measurements are of the fence, while the pink represents where the fence will go. And as you'll see, it's all in the kind of interior of the lot, and it won't abut any of our neighboring properties nor separate us from it. It's just to separate us from the streetscape. So it'll prevent, like, if someone's playing ball out in the front yard, it'll prevent it from going into the street.
So I have a question. Yeah, you know, this, you have spacing in between?
Correct.
So do you feel that you are leaving enough so that you can see if someone's walking? You're very close to the sidewalk mm-hmm. there. There's not a lot of plate.
So in the drawing there, unfortunately it's a bit small, but there's actually some spacing between the edge of the sidewalk and the base of the fence.
Yeah.
And that'll allow for some plantings and also increased visibility. So for example, if the car is coming out of the driveway, it'll leave, I think, I forget what the drawing says. Do you mind if I use
sure.
roughly on this one? 2.5 feet. So it'll be 2.5 feet away from the edge.
Set back on your property.
Exactly. Into
so you feel like if you pulled with the car, because the car's got,
yep.
before the driver can see, are you, you know, on the sidewalk already?
Yeah, so I mean, currently we have these, I guess they're maple trees, which have overgrown into bushes,
yeah.
which are directly against the edge of the lot line. So we'll have improved visibility as opposed to.
Are you going
to
take those out?
Yeah, we're going to remove those completely and then replace it by an inset fence. And we'll probably put some plantings on the outside just to increase the aesthetic appeal.
So is this the size of the board, or I saw a smaller one?
Yeah, we're probably going to go with something smaller. In the drawing, I think we're calling for 2 3/4 inch beams, which I think is this tall, with
yeah.
a 3/4 inch gap in between, and they'll go from bottom to top.
Yeah.
I asked Mr. Raddatz if he would talk to us tonight about the difference between a type 2 fence, which is permitted, and the type 3 fence, which is what the request is for.
When we rewrote the fence regulations, essentially we kept all of the technical requirements from the previous fence regulations that had been in place for quite some time. But to make it easier to comprehend, we sorted the types of fences that were being regulated into 4 different types. Type 1 fence is a fence that's applicable to commercial properties. The residential properties, the most common types are the type 2 and the type 3 fence. The type 2 fence is defined as being a fence no more than 6 feet high, at least 80% open to view, and of fabricated metal construction. Previously it had been a wrought iron fence, but with changes in technology, the fence manufacturers and contractors were have an aluminum product, and they could essentially build something that approximates what a wrought iron fence was like. So hence the term to make it a little bit more broad to accept these new types of construction. And essentially, that is the type two fence with its limitations of height and openness and material construction is what is allowed in a front yard, meaning from the front of the front property line, along the front line, along the sidelines, to the front line of the building, which is the front yard. This is what has been traditionally required in the village. Clearly, greater openness is better than less openness. So if someone came in and they had a fence that was 50% open, that wouldn't meet the requirements of type two fence. If it was more than 6 feet high, it wouldn't meet the requirements of a type two fence. If it wasn't the metal construction, it wouldn't meet the requirements of a type two fence. In this case, the applicant's proposed fence meets the height requirement, but doesn't meet the material requirement or the openness requirement of the type two fence. So it falls into the category of a type three fence. Type three fence is considered a privacy fence. It's allowed on the side yard lines from the front line of the building back, and also along the rear lot line. The type three fence is allowed to be of any type of approved material. In other words, you know, whatever they make fences out of, with some exceptions. Most of them are wood, but they could also be chain link with privacy slats in them. It could be a vinyl fence. So there's a variety of materials it could be. The type three fence is allowed to be solid up to 6 feet high, and it could go another foot higher, provided that top foot is at least 50% open to view. So this fence would fall into type three as a default category. It also should be noted here that the applicant is requesting the fence not to cover the entire front yard. He doesn't have it at the front lot line. He doesn't have it entirely enclosing the front yard. I don't know if that's a condition that you would want to place on the approval of the application.
So, Mr. Tavares, a type three fence is defined on our code, and your application, I think, talks about you want us to permit a type three fence.
Not bar none. So we submitted a specific design which we'd like to.
All right. So that's what else my question is what you're not asking for a proposed variation that's set out here for a type three, any kind of type three fence. You're asking for a variation for the specific fence that is that you've submitted a drawing of with your application.
It's kind of a visual representation of what it could look like. So this is sort of a larger gap, and this is a smaller gap. This is more of a three-quarter, which we submitted, and this is more of an inch and a quarter.
Right, but with the I want to make sure that what you're asking us to consider is the fence that you have, the fence that you've submitted the picture of, which is, you know, approximately 21.43% open, and it's not going to be any higher than 5'9¾" above the ground.
That's correct.
Okay. So that's what we're going to consider. We're not going to consider just the general type three fence variation.
100% agree.
Okay.
What's the pros and cons versus the metal material versus what do you want?
So we plan to invest in our home eventually, and this is sort of like the first step of what we'd like to do. And this fence is sort of the, an aesthetic foundation for what we plan to do to our home later on as well. So aesthetically, this will be very consistent with what we'd like to do to our home as well. And I think it's also more aesthetically pleasing than just a metal fence. It's more modern, it's a little bit more aesthetically pleasing. And we're not in a historic district as well, so that's not a consideration in our case.
Cliff, can I ask for a clarification?
Sure.
So the fence has two elements. It has an element that is parallel to Harlem, and it also has an element that's perpendicular. Are both those elements considered front yard fences, or because the one's perpendicular, is that considered, or does it have to be in the side yard, I guess, to fall into the privacy fence category?
That's an interesting question. And the way I would look at it is that nothing, no use is permitted in the required front yard.
Okay.
So this is a fence, and it is regulated as a fence. Number of years ago, somebody wanted to put up an elaborate trellis screen, and it was, I don't know, 12 or 15 feet tall because they were going climbing roses on it. And it was going into the rear yard. And the way I looked at it at the time was it couldn't comply as a fence because it was too high. But if it met the setbacks, I would consider it an accessory structure.
Sure.
So on the property line, that trellis was not acceptable, but 3 feet in as an accessory building, it would be accessible or acceptable. Here, the front yard, no accessory buildings are acceptable, so it has to be regulated as a fence.
All right, so if it sounded to me like one of your major concerns was safety, protecting the family and protecting balls from rolling out into Harlem, things like that. Why can't that be accomplished with a type 2 fence that's open, or that has more open space, as opposed to this fence that's going to be almost 80% closed?
It theoretically could. It could also be accomplished by a wall of trees as well, which is what most people end up doing. So we're just trying to find a way to both improve the curb appeal of our home as well as achieving this goal of safety and privacy as well. And that's one of the things we commented on, and that's why I include a lot of the imagery from the neighboring homes as well.
Can I ask a follow-up to previous question? I'm looking at your figure 7, which shows the front of your home there. Is part of this project, as part of this project, do you intend to take out all the vegetation?
Exactly.
Okay.
We're gonna do full landscaping in our front yard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you intend to replace it with, other than the accent plantings that you previously talked about at the base of the fence, do you plan to?
There'll be probably some small trees and flowers on the interior side of it,
okay.
But it won't be, I think, as large in terms of plantings.
My concern is that if there's 18 houses on Harlem, front on Harlem, or however many you gave these pictures of, you know, the rationale for this fence, you know, could be used for any of these properties. And I don't think that the village wants to have a two-block stretch of street that looks like a sound wall along the expressway. And I think that's what this fence is going to look like.
And there's a couple other houses. There's one at Harlem and Greenfield.
They all have metal fences. They have greenery, obviously, for try to block noise and everything. They have greenery behind the fence as a cushion also, which you could do, in my opinion. This two-block stretch, you don't see anything like this fence at all.
All right, any other questions for Mr. Tavares? There's nobody here tonight. We have your package. We have the letters from the neighbors. Everything will go to the board for consideration. Is there anything else that you want to tell us?
I guess it. I feel that, you know, we're in the spirit of improving property values. I think that this fence will far greater improve our property values for not only our home but also our neighbors, because I think it will be aesthetically pleasing and it will provide a modern view on what's in River Forest. Right now, the homes on River Forest, on Harlem, for example, my home is probably half the value of the home that's behind me. So I think that there's truly a need for privacy, and the type 2 fence just doesn't do that. And I think that that's evidenced by the images that I provided. It truly is an exceptional circumstance. As a percentage of the overall homes in River Forest, we are in the minority, and we are on the Illinois State Road. I just ask that you consider your if you lived in my home, what you would do, what you'd want to do. I could wall myself in with trees, but I think that that's a less than optimal solution for everybody.
Thank you for coming tonight. At this point, we close the public portion of the meeting, which means nobody in the audience can ask any questions.
I'll spare you questions.
And we'll discuss it, and you're welcome to stay because we may have other questions for you.
Sure.
So I would like to speak to this. So living in the area for, about 50 years, driving down Harlem, and I've always wondered who would buy a house on Harlem Avenue. It wouldn't be me. So where I've seen these houses there, I think that living on Harlem is truly a hardship. Having a fence like this that doesn't enclose this is not like it's a solid type of a stockade. It looks quite open. I think it's kind of creative using materials like this, but still have spacing in it. I could vote for this as a variation of that type 2 fence, meaning that these are new materials. I could see that something like this would look pretty good. I mean, it's only a certain area of the yard. You set it back and everything. I think it's pretty good, and I've never met this man before. But I think this is, if I were living on Harlem Avenue, I'd be looking for something like this. I've seen the shrubbery that's there, but most of it's so overgrown, so I don't consider it attractive. Most of the time, you can't even see the buildings that are there. So it's like, I don't even know what those houses look like. So I don't think what's there is at all attractive or appropriate. It's just like the way it's been dealt with. So I would be in favor of allowing this variation.
I would agree with that, and I think we also need to remember, I think there's 4 houses on the 800 block of Harlem that have just closed, and I think that's related to the assisted living structure that's going up. So there's going to be, I believe, 4 less homes, 3 less homes than there. So the homes, I think, are going. So I think this is a way to maybe improve the area. I understand the argument that, if one neighbor does it, a lot of other neighbors would want to do it. But, we would have to deal with that on a case-by-case basis. So I think it's an attractive fence. And I think with the right landscaping, I think it could look good.
All right. Thank you. Anybody else?
Boy, I'm having a tough one because I can sympathize with the interests, but I feel that we can't distinguish this property from the other properties on Harlem. As Frank pointed out, if someone else presents us with a fence proposal on Harlem, you have no real basis to say no to it after you say this one, because they're pretty much all the same. Now, I agree they're different from all the other homes in River Forest because they're on Harlem. But I think in setting a precedent by saying yes, we may change the character of Harlem itself for the residences, and I'm not sure if that's our role as Zoning Board of Appeals to make those types of decisions for the village. I don't think I would necessarily preclude it. I think it's difficult in the presentation. I mean, I'm having difficulty visualizing how this would look as an end product and what it would look like from the street. And it's difficult for me to imagine how the whole street would look if you allow this exception, and then somebody else wants to do it, and you have to allow their exception. So I'm having, that's where I'm struggling in allowing this as a variation.
I appreciate the issue, but you'll go down that street, and if you walk down the street like I did, there are plenty of type 2 fences with vegetation that could be very attractive and also safe for the front yard, from what I can see. There are plenty there. There are at least 5 or 6 examples. You have plenty of examples here. Yeah. A metal fencing like that.
Mm-hmm. There are no houses with metal fences.
To me, you can make it attractive and it can be safe. And it can be a cushion, a green cushion, could be put behind the fence to keep walls or whatever noise can come in, from what I can see. And this would be an exception. It would be stand out as an exception to the neighborhood.
Anybody else? Are you ready?
There is one south of you, and maybe that's one of the houses that's going to go. It's got a black iron of some sort.
That's the one of the houses that's going to get torn down.
Right. But they do have the type 2 fence. And Harlem's busy, but at times, you know, Division gets busy, Chicago gets busy, Lake Street gets busy, busier than some other streets. And, you know, it seems that most offenses along there go within the code. I appreciate the Harlem aspect, but 80% open versus you're asking to only have less than 22% open. I mean, that's almost a stockade, different material, but for the openness. More open.
I could potentially do that. That's where we'd be open to it.
But that's not what we're asked to look at.
I could never go more closed, right? But theoretically, if we get approved for 80% closed, we could theoretically put in a fence that's 70% closed, right?
It's 80% open.
No, I'm saying the one that we submitted is roughly 80% closed. So we could theoretically put it more open if we got approved. So we decided to submit something that is more on the restrictive side, and then, like, I actually have a design in my pocket for 30-something% open. But I just wanted to see what the reaction was.
Okay. Is somebody ready to make a motion?
I'll make a motion, and we're just talking about this particular fence.
Right.
So I'll make a motion to approve the variation for this particular fence.
Is there a second?
I'd like to second that motion.
All right, so it's been moved and seconded that we recommend to the Board of Trustees that the variation that's requested here, and specifically it's in the drawing, it's attached to the application, that we approve, we recommend approval of that variation. All right, any more discussion? All right, you want to call the roll?
Mr. Smetano.
I do not approve the motion.
Ms. O'Brien.
I do not approve. I don't think the standards 1 or 3 have been met.
Mr. Lucchese.
I do not approve the motion.
Mr. Dombrowski?
Approve.
Mr. Bernie?
Approve.
Chairman Martin?
I vote no. I don't think standards 1, 3, or 8 have been met. So the recommendation of the Zoning Board of Appeals to the Village Board would be that this request for variation not be approved. Talk to Mr. Raddatz. He can tell you when this will be heard by the Village Board, give you some idea, and you have an opportunity to appear before them and answer their questions and make whatever presentation you want to.
Okay.
All right. Nothing else on the agenda. We have a motion to dismiss.
Second.
All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.